You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You facepalmed her?
I Walter Payton'd her right out of the way.
Oh, my God.
I gave her the sweetness.
I mean, it could be semen. We don't know. Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's right. got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What?
Wow. Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh, my God!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yeah. Yeah. Yes! Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked select on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, every social networker. What? And we're back.
What?
Missy, Chris, Bobbio, Marco. What's up?
What up?
What's up?
Yeah. We're in a new place.
We're in a closet.
Where we are scrunched. There's lots of wires.
Yeah, we're going to be playing it's footsies by week three.
We're already there. Is that your foot I'm touching?
No, it's my dick.
Oh.
Get off.
Dick sucker!
It's kind of bulbous.
Darth Vader helmet.
Jesus.
Missy, you going to be all right with the mirror behind you?
You know what? I was a little upset when I came in and I saw that it was behind me. I'm not
going
to lie.
Yeah, your phone's already a distraction. I figured putting the mirror in front of you would be double. Because you'd be like this.
It would be motivation.
Motivation for what?
I don't know.
Not say anything?
Go to the gym?
No. Fuck you.
How's it feel to know that I'm in front of you and behind you right now?
Oh my God. I didn't even think of that.
Like I could do this. And I could see the thing above
Aww,
your head.
I have bunny ears?
Yeah.
I feel... not safe. I feel insecure.
Don't worry, the skeletons won't pop out of the closet.
I was like so against the mirror that it was like
yeah, it was bulbing. It was bulbing.
Bulbing, right? It was rounding.
It was.
So you a stupid warping. Motherfucker?
You guys miss me?
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Did you get a chance to listen to the other shows or no?
We didn't put
the show that you were gone.
Oh, that's right. I haven't put them up yet. I have because the fucking monitor went out.
We're getting
I can't see anything.
Ripped by people for that.
Right? Yeah, well, you guys are gonna have to wait because there's not.
Yeah,
to
a
do
lot.
About
of people,
you want to donate a new laptop?
Yeah,
bring it.
Yeah.
A lot of people were upset that we were. They were like, "What's going on?
Yeah,
is the show not here?
There's a transition thing going on here. You got to be patient. We're still there.
I explained that to everybody.
As long as you explain it, we are good.
I explained
golden. Thank you.
Yeah, I did.
You busy thriving here in the summertime, I see?
I am thriving like a motherfucker.
Looks like it with all your snaps.
I know. You watch
you're
all
say
my...
something else.
What?
Snatch.
You what?
I thought you were saying snatch.
Actually,
wait,
thriving.
With all your snatch, how much diking out have you been doing?
Yeah,
you are thriving.
I am thriving. How awesome are my snaps? My snaps are pretty epic.
Pretty stupid, but...
They're funny, though.
Are they?
I mean, everybody that I know is like, Missy, your snaps are insane.
I'm sorry, but social media is out of fucking control.
Yeah.
There's like a new thing pop. Periscoping now is big.
Yeah. I didn't know what
which,
that
by the
was,
way, I
was,
just
looked
I didn't
it.
Know it was called periscoping. I was calling it submarining.
That's straight
when
Missy
you stick
talk.
Your head
right
up
there.
A girl's twat. That's submarining.
No, that's spun webbing.
We should invent submarining. We should invent submarining.
You go ahead, Missy. Patent right. that shit.
I will.
Yeah, it's a ripoff of periscoping.
A lot of people are using periscoping.
A
like,
lot of people.
Like, yeah. like they're doing like pre radio, like before they go on the air on the radio, they're like videoing themselves, like fucking.
Periscoping.
About. Yeah, it's fucking it's huge. Huge.
It is. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm not on
Colonscope. That's what we're coming out with. We'll do right from Marco's ass every week.
Hell yeah.
You've been having that
you want that?
No, I'm good.
You don't want that.
No. 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 If I'm going in a chocolate tunnel, I'll go to Hershey Park.
I'm all good, man. I got my colonoscopy yeah, I know. Earlier in the week. I'm good.
You got it earlier in the week?
Yeah. Got checked out. Yeah. I mean,
everything okay?
Everything's good.
What do you got?
No polyps?
Yeah, they cleaned me out. Yeah,
got semen.
Couple, yeah, semen. Couple
they scraped off some barnacles.
A couple little, fingernails that were left
little,
up there.
A little matchbox car or something.
Yeah, you know.
Jesus Christ, Bobby Kelly's personal info.
His toilet, semen.
His that's, toilet handle.
That's by my heart.
Bobby Kelly's toilet handle.
Yeah. His remote control for the fucking
his wife's vibrator you took out of his house.
I didn't take that.
Oh my god!
You crossed the line.
The pocket rocket, where the tip was colored like Bobby's head.
What flesh colored?
Yeah, flesh colored like
ew.
A thumb.
Ew.
Right. Look, like that looks like the back of his head.
Yeah, it does. It does. A little more ripples though.
I don't know.
You got to put some more ripples on your.
Couple more, what do you call them? Shelves.
Shelves. Yeah.
Shelves?
Shelves.
Yeah. Oh. Never heard that before.
Well, that's because you don't spend an extra second looking at a fat person. That's why you've never seen it.
It's true.
You just look away.
I know the wrinkles you speak of. I didn't know they had a name.
Shelves.
All right. I know now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same thing on a dog? Like when it's a fat dog?
I don't know, Chris. I'm just...
Is it
shut the fuck up.
There he is.
Thank you. That's the answer I was looking for. Oh, my goodness.
Missy, I'm going to assume that you have attended quite a few concerts on our time off.
I have. Yeah, yes. Some really good ones. Some
yeah,
super
I heard.
Good ones.
I heard.
Foo Fighters was amazing.
I heard. Mm-hmm. Everybody says.
Yeah, it was so good.
Firefly, was it the best one ever? Or
best
no?
one ever.
Best one ever.
Even
by
though,
the way,
what?
I was so fucking happy to hear that your band didn't come on. I was
sick.
Like, that was karma
fucking
for
sick.
Being an asshole. I was like, yes.
There's my karma.
That's it. That is it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, of all the fucking bands, and there's a lot of bands that play at Firefly
oh, yeah.
every year. And that's the one that didn't go
that's
on.
The
and
one
I'm
that
like,
didn't play.
How fucked up is that? I'm like,
I
wonder if
leave.
You had your gaffer tape shirt with you too.
I didn't. But I wouldn't leave the festival.
Were you the only one left?
Pretty much.
You were
there,
like,
I had like 30 to 40 different Firefly employees tell me to leave.
You were like, Kings of Leon.
I was
Kings
standing there
Leon.
In denial.
Protesting.
Then I threw like a hissy fit.
Mm.
So
did you get upset? Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, but I got real angry.
Uh-huh. No.
So.
Stop it.
You're a fucking bitch.
So, yeah, but I was by myself at this point. I was alone. So, right. like, it was okay that I was fucking it through.
Oh, so you met your future early.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Dick. So I was
welcome
like.
Welcome back.
Yes. I feel very welcome. I'm glad nothing has changed.
No.
Just
the venue. Just
the venue. I was throwing a temper tantrum and I was drunk cause it was the end of the night. It was
sure.
like 10:30 at night. No, it was 9:45 and I was snapping and I don't know if you were watching my snaps when I was doing it.
There were so many. I just kind
of, and there was a lot
through.
Of them and I was like,
garbage.
Yo, I don't think Kings of Leon are about to go. Kings of Leon are going to fucking go on.
But
and
the weather
hear...
was bad, right? It was like real bad
oh,
lightning.
Oh dude, it got insane. Yeah. I had to take a bus. Like at one point. I jumped on the fucking Dover Downs bus. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to the casino because I was going to die.
Right.
But then it was awesome. We hung out Dover Downs for fucking till like 6 o'clock in the morning. It was fun as shit.
Mm.
It's good. I'm glad you had fun.
I had so much fun. It was good. The best. It was the best Firefly I've ever been to.
Good.
Yeah. Minus the missing.
You know
KOL.
What? The fact that Kings of Leon didn't play didn't even bother me. Like when I went to work on Tuesday after Firefly, everybody was acting real eggshelly around me. They wouldn't really talk, and they were just like, "Hey, listen, hey,
Kings of Leon didn't go on this weekend, so everybody be nice to Miss."
Yeah,
sensitive.
And everybody was like, "Hey, so how was your weekend?" And I was like, "It was awesome, blah blah." And they were like, "Really? Even though without Kings of Leon?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Everybody be nice to Missy.
That, I swear, like a memo went out because everybody was like,
"Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Are you okay?" Yeah. And I'm like, "I'm fucking fine."
Yeah.
I'm like, but at the time I was very not okay. Mm. And Biffle wasn't in. Biffle had to stay back at the hotel room. She didn't go into Firefly at all on Saturday.
Mm.
She had,
crabs.
No, man, it's funny as shit.
Herpes flare up.
No, she woke up, right? So we woke up on Saturday morning and she's like, my fucking eye. And she's like, I can't see. And she's like, angry as hell.
She got bukkakied.
So we're like, what the fuck? So we take her to urgent care and they're like, you have herpes of the eye.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right? No. Okay. It's funny.
I was going to say, that's awesome.
So we're like, all right, there's no pus or anything. What the fuck are they talking about? Herpes of the eye. So
right. She's
on all this pain medicine.
She's a whore.
No.
And but I'm dying over here.
I had to put, like, cream on her eye. It was so weird.
I can't see.
You put cream on her eye?
Yeah, they gave us this cream so that it would heal because she scratched her cornea and shit. Like, everything.
You were sucking his cock!
She had a patch that she had to wear.
No
but,
shit.
Yeah, but.
Did she take pictures?
No, because she didn't go in on Saturday, so she just slept all day.
No selfies?
You know, listen,
like pirate selfies?
I may have some for just me.
Okay.
What fun is that?
Yeah.
You know what?
I was hoping to see pirates.
I had to beg her for the one. She was just like, you better not show anybody.
I was hoping to see Pirate Biffle.
I was like, yo, me and the three other girls.
Captain
I was like,
Morgan.
I was like, let's all get eye patches and walk around with eye patches. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, that would have been cool if all you wore eye patches.
Fucking solidarity, man. So... Kim didn't go in, so she's the first person that I'm texting, but she's passed out because she's on fucking Percocets and shit. Mm. She's like assed out. So I'm texting her, she's not answering, so I'm texting the other girls, and I'm like not really saying anything other than come fucking here right now. And they're like, okay. And they're like, they're all figuring out that Kings of Leon isn't playing, obviously. So they're all tiptoeing up to me like, oh shit. Like, Missy's gonna lose her shit. And I was like, can you fucking believe this? And I was like losing my goddamn mind. Like, I was so angry. And they were like, all right, miss, calm down. Like, what are you going to do? And I was like, well,
I'm going to call the police.
I was like, let's go in the fucking casino then. So we went in the casino and then like there was like tornado warnings and the whole fucking state of Delaware like shuts down at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then
usually like that anyway.
What?
It's usually like that anyway. Delaware sucks.
Yeah, Delaware is
awful.
All the bars in the casino closed at 1.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. But mm-hmm. we bought a shit, like, well, we found this group of guys that were staying underneath us at the hotel.
I bet.
They were.
Shut up. And so it
just
was,
for the first 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. So it was, they were on a bachelor party. Yeah, they were at a bachelor party. So there was like 19 of them or something. There was a lot of them.
Mm.
And each one of those guys had bought like 5 beers apiece because the bar was closing.
Mm.
So they made sure to like share the beer with us since we were like neighbors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like I gave them like.
You sure it wasn't because you guys were females?
I mean,
of course.
Because if you guys were guys and neighbors, they wouldn't even be talking to you.
You think so?
Definitely.
I don't know. They all had girlfriends. They were talking about them.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that doesn't matter, but,
no, they're stupid.
Yeah, they were like young or something or whatever, but,
it's right up your alley.
Touche. So
they all have car bed races.
Yes. So Kim wakes up finally. It's like 1:30 in the morning and she wakes up and she's freaking out. What's going on? Where are you?
Whose cock is this?
Yeah. And I'm like, nothing. I'm okay now. Like I was sending her, I video of me like angry and it was just, I threw a temper tantrum, whatever.
You know that
it's weird.
Do you know that KOL was literally like getting ready to go on stage? Like they were there.
Yeah.
They were even warming
there.
Up in the back.
Yeah.
There's a video on YouTube of them like doing the sound check and shit. Yeah.
I love
this is it.
It's gonna be so bad for like a month. Well, listen, so, okay, long story short with that, temper tantrums over, having a fucking grand old time. I met a shitload of people. It was awesome. The next night, the Killers played, and they played a bunch of Kings of Leon songs, and they sounded just
oh,
like
really?
Them.
Oh, that's cool. Smart.
Smart move. Way to career killer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
How about that?
No, they're friends.
Yeah, way to put out, way to represent your own material.
Well, they played their own shit, but they played Kings of Leon too, and that's everybody awful. Went nuts. Yeah. It was awesome. I became a Killers fan because of that. Because I wasn't. I only stayed nice. For the Killers because everybody else did. But it was awesome. So much fun. Best fucking time ever.
Mark, is there any reason why you keep checking out your side boob?
Was that? Just making sure I don't
have like looking at your armpits.
I'm pitting, man.
Are you?
Yeah, it's hot.
What, do you want to look at it?
No, I'm good.
Oh.
Not your boob.
No, his side boob. No.
I'd rather look at Marco's side boob.
No, I mean, like, was he? I wasn't saying look at my
Less hair.
Boob. Jesus Christ. Fucking dicks. So, yeah, Firefly was amazing.
Good.
So much fun.
Good.
Paul McCartney was
Sounds
badass.
Like it. It was such a good time that one of your friends comes back with an eye patch.
Oh, so anyway, back with the Kim thing. So when she came back from, because we were all like, dude, you don't have herpes of the eye. That's fucking stupid. But we were like joking about him busting her balls all weekend. So she went
Too
to
many
the
Roman helmets.
So she does not have herpes of the eye. She had just scratched her cornea and that was it. Because she went to a real doctor when she got home.
A likely story.
Yeah. So, no. Why but bring it is
up?
Funny. Because it's funny as
it
shit.
It is funny.
But oh, we were dying. Because when she came, like, her and the other girl, Vojo, were, like, in the doctor's.
Flojo?
Vojo.
Oh.
Vojo?
And then me and Vojo, yeah.
Oh.
That's her name.
That's Vojo. Her real name, Vojo?
No, it's like a nickname.
It's short for
something.
Vulgar vagina.
I don't really know her. She's from Michigan.
Oh. Okay. Vojo.
So they were back there. Me and Sarah had left and gone to CVS or some shit. I don't know. We were all over the place. And when we came back, we were like, all right, what has happened? She's like, I have herpes of the eye. And we were dying in the middle of the urgent care. I was like, shut the fuck up. And she was like, no.
She's like one of them kids that has a lazy eye and has to wear a patch just to straighten it.
She hated wearing the patch.
I'm sure she did.
But she didn't. When we went into Firefly the next day, she didn't wear the patch. She just kept covering her eye up. With
She's
her
walking
hair.
Around like this.
Yeah, because the light bothered her really bad. But she fucking tripped.
Oh, I wish
dog.
I was there. I would have made an eye chart and just popped up every like 15 minutes. What's here now?
That's funny. Right there? Clear that stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like you're getting bad again.
Oh, yeah, I just got over being sick.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Were you summer cold?
Herpes of the throat.
Yeah, herpes of the throat. No, I don't. I have sinus infection. It went away. It's on its end. But now I saw this disgusting cough.
Ugh.
Yeah. It happens
I
every
have to
summer.
Put that singing career on hold a little bit
Yeah.
longer.
I was just going to sing right there, but all I could think that thing
yeah.
was, bok, bok. And I was like, no, I'm not going to talk to Animal King.
Do it.
No.
No!
Kings of Leon is playing a free show in New Year's Eve in Nashville.
Oh, that's good,
because
I would never pay for it.
Come on.
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Go see the hot dog man.
I would. So I'm thinking about doing that.
Pay more money at the hot dog stand.
They got better music.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Can't beat that. Throwback.
What?
Yo, guys, what's up?
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, but this summer's flying by fast. Did you guys do anything fun since we've been not doing
really.
This?
No, I mean.
I don't know. Did you guys really. Do this last week? Talk about your summer so far?
No, I mean, we just
talked about you.
You talked about me?
Of course, we always talk about you when you're not here.
Oh,
what
great.
Else are we going to talk about?
Sorry, so you said mean things.
Oh, it was horrible.
No.
It was so bad. No, we
said I feel like you probably didn't bring me up at all.
No, we did, and it was really brutal.
It was funny, though?
Yeah, of course. That was the whole point. But, no, I mean, it's only been like a month before last week since we did a show.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'll tell you what was great, though. When I woke up this morning and I walked outside, for a split second, I thought it was fall.
Oh yeah,
it was
cool.
I
was like, this
is gorgeous.
Today was by far the best day this summer.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Weather-wise, it was beautiful.
Oh, my God. It was so perfect. But then on my ride home, it was starting to get hot.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it was
summer.
Warm up.
The sun's out, you know.
I don't know. I thought it would be getting, I don't know, because the sun was going downer.
What?
Yeah.
Breaker like, one niner come in.
You're dumb.
It was like
illiterate.
I don't know the word. Sundown.
Are you doing a doggy pass?
She's a retard.
Sunset. Sundown. Sunset. It was sunsetting.
It was sunsetting.
Sunsetting.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I feel like it does.
Yeah, it's something. Does. It does. It makes something. I don't know if it makes sense.
But no, nobody's done anything.
Not really.
No. Not at all.
A couple weddings. That was horrible.
Yeah.
As predicted.
I had to go to one on Saturday. It was fucking brutal.
It was hot.
The whole thing was outside. It was in an open field. There was no shade. It was so fucking humid, so hot.
There were bugs everywhere?
It was like Auschwitz. Like, honestly, I was praying for someone to fucking pass out.
Incinerate you?
Well, might as well have been. Then they have the balls to light a bonfire. I'm like, are you fucking kidding
bonfire.
Me?
Bonfire.
Yeah.
Where was this wedding at? Was it in New Jersey?
No, it was in Pennsylvania. It was in Kennett Square.
Oh, cool.
And it was just, it was so ungodly hot.
Yeah.
And it was so far away.
Yeah.
I was just so pissed off, man. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to stay there.
Why was it in a field? Was the reception in a field as well?
Yeah, everything. Everything was in a field. Yeah, it was in a field. It was on like on a little plot of land. It was just.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It was just to save money.
Yeah.
It was a shit kicker wedding. It was all country music. There was no other type of music playing. It was a nightmare. It was a fucking nightmare. Everybody was wearing cowboy boots but me. Everybody.
Good. You didn't give in. Good.
What do you mean give in? Why would I?
I don't know.
There's nothing to give in. If they said you have to wear cowboy boots, I wouldn't have worn cowboy boots. There's nothing to give in.
Did they say maybe you should?
No. Oh, it wasn't one of those things. It was like, that's just who these people are.
Oh, they didn't say, you know.
No. It was just everybody was wearing cowboy. As a matter of fact, the best man, as soon as the actual wedding was over, he went to his truck. Shocker truck.
With his Confederate flag.
He put on, he put on a t-shirt. A white t-shirt, camo shorts, and fucking...
cowboy boots?
No. Oh. And he had Tim's, like the tan ones, like the worker ones.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what he wore. And when it's time to give the best man speech, that's what he was wearing. I was like, oh yeah, I'm at home. This is great. It was fucking unbelievable, man. It was just...
It sounds horrible.
It was so...
Had to be bad.
Yeah,
It was just... It's not my scene, you know? It's not my scene. I can't deal with the country shit. Nobody is from the South. You know, the furthest South anyone's from is Delaware. That's not really South. It's not like country South, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, why is country music so
Was there a lot
so
of cowboy hats and shit? Like people?
No. It was too hot for hats, dude.
Country music is huge.
Yeah, I don't understand the fascination with it. It's horrible.
I don't like it.
And then they did, after the fucking, at the end of the night, when they had two guys come on, they were like a small band, and they were good. They were trying to play like Green Day and stuff. They were trying to mix it up a little bit. But immediately the fucking DJ comes on. It's just nothing but country. And then at the very end of the night, it was karaoke, nothing but country songs.
I hate karaoke.
Nothing but country songs. The fucking bride goes up to sing. Oh my God. I'm sitting there. I was embarrassed for her. I'm like,
she was just terrible.
Oh, she was awful.
Was she?
She has like your voice.
She was good.
She has your voice.
Yeah, but was she trying to be like funny or just
No. She was trying to really belt it out like a pro. She was even doing the thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my girl and I'm like, I can't take this anymore. I'm just gonna burst out.
Were these your friends?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was my girl's dopey friends.
She likes country music though, doesn't she?
Who?
My girl.
My girl. She's a follower. She'll like anything. You can sit there and put like you know. Cats being murdered to death is music, and she'd be like, oh yeah, it's catchy. You know, it's.
Oh my.
She's not, you know. But yeah, it was fucking brutal. Brutal.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Were there horses there?
No, there were whores, but there weren't horses there.
Lots of whores?
Yeah, lots of whores.
Lots of whores.
But it was no horses there. There was one girl who looked like a horse, though. I kept saying it. I was like, Jesus Christ. Somebody get her out of here. I can't. I'm about to feed her this barrel of hay.
She's ugly. You.
They had bales of hay everywhere to sit on, like, throughout this, like, field.
Oh, that's cute.
It was kind of weird. I was waiting for the Confederate Army to, like, come marching through at some point.
That's cute.
I mean,
it was a country.
There's
yeah.
a theme to it. So
yes.
The,
there was,
yeah.
like, a mini.
Yeah, the theme's white trash.
There was, like, a mini barn. it was like a
was
mini
it a bar.
It was a guy was inside serving alcohol. Then the one connected to it was serving beer
black
and
people.
Wine. There wasn't one black person.
Of course
there.
Not.
No, not one. No, it was so it was kind of safe. What's that?
They didn't have any Confederate flag.
No, no, there was no Confederate. No, there was one. There was one black person there. He was a server.
Oh,
no, I'm not kidding. He was a young kid with a real like smacked out fro.
Cool.
And he
was it like a Gumby fro or
no?
Just
no, no.
Like
it was like it was actually I was impressed. It was like a 70s disco vibe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But he was young. He had to be like 19, 20 years old. Yeah, it was just brutal. And I told her, I was like, that's it.
No more weddings.
Don't fuck. I don't want, I get a year off at least.
Yeah, but that's your job as the boyfriend.
No, it isn't. I did not need to be there. My girlfriend barely noticed I was there because she was in the wedding.
Oh, that
so
sucks.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah this is fucking great. I can't tell you how
did
many
you make
times.
Friends?
No, I can't tell you how many times I went to my car and turned the fucking air conditioner on. I couldn't take it anymore. I actually changed through two different shirts.
Was it a far walk? To get to your car?
No.
No, you pulled right up next to the bale of hay.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know. It was like
that's what I would have done.
It was like a block away. I mean, if you go by city block, it was like a block away. But, you know, it was just brutal. I was like, my God, I am bored out of my fucking... Not to mention I was tired as shit because I had worked. I had to rush home from work, get changed, shower, get changed, and then rush over to Kennett Square. So it was like constant movement. I didn't get a chance to fucking rest. And I was just like, man, I just don't want to be here right now.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was brutal. And we were supposed to go to an after party at a bar. And
you're
I said,
nope.
Well, my girl's like, she told me weeks in advance. She's like, we have to go. And I'm like, all right. Well, some dumb bitch that was in the wedding took her bag with her phone and all her shit and left hers behind. So my girl went to get her keys because she drove there too. We were going to drive to the bar and then from there we were going to drive home. Like we were going to follow each other home and she didn't have her shit. So I'm calling her. I'm like, I'm waiting for you. And then finally her number calls me back, but it's the girl that was at the wedding. She's like, she's fucking hammered.
Whose phone is this?
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then this weird number calls me and it's my girl calling from someone's phone. She's like, someone took my keys. So I'm like, well.
Oh, that's cute that she knows your phone number by heart.
Yeah. She's like the only one. I don't even know.
Yeah.
It.
I don't know.
So we ended up driving to the bar to pick up her shit. We didn't even stay. And then we drove back. You know, it was like 9 miles each way. I know. And then by then it was almost 1:30 in the morning. I was like, let's just go home. I can't take this shit no more.
Yeah.
And the way my girl was driving, I was falling asleep driving behind her. She was making me so tired because she was like so slow.
Right.
She missed like three turns that would have cut 10 minutes from our drive.
Was she up on a steering wheel? Like, you know, like this?
Dude, her seat is this far from the steering wheel. Like, it's ridiculous. If I tried to, like, squeeze in, I would probably break three ribs, have a concussion. Think thin. There's no way, dude. There's no way. I need the jaws of life to get get in and out. It was horrible. So, yeah, that was brutal. And then, of course, I was in a pissy mood the whole weekend because of it.
That'll do it.
What's new?
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's me.
So not an eventful summer for you.
Well, I mean, my vacation doesn't start until Saturday.
What are you doing Saturday?
Well, I'm not doing anything Saturday. Sunday, I got to do a work thing, like a softball tournament thing.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to be going down the shore all week.
Oh, sweet.
So that's when I can finally, you know, relax.
Relax.
Yeah, I'm looking.
You don't know nothing about relaxing, Missy. You are always on the go.
I don't stop.
You don't stop.
Nope.
Relax.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Take that.
That is my relaxing.
What?
Is
drinking
being out.
And being wild and acting a fool?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool.
It's a saying. I know you're not a fool.
Did you do anything fun this summer so far?
No. I go on vacation 2 weeks.
Did you go to Six Flags by yourself?
No, Marco found out he has high blood pressure.
Yeah, that's my
really?
Summer. High blood pressure.
That means you can't eat any salt or something?
Well, you got to lower it.
I got to fucking lose weight.
How much weight do you have to lose?
A ton.
You'd probably lose 20 pounds if you just get a good night's sleep. Look at those bags under his eyes.
You do have bags under your eyes.
Yeah, they're
okay?
Bad, dude. It's like purple.
Are you not sleeping?
They're getting worse.
I know.
You're looking like a raccoon. At least get a fucking tan.
Why aren't you sleeping?
I don't know.
Why don't you just take a nap here?
Yeah, go ahead. Climb up there.
That bed looks comfy.
You want to hear
me snore?
It's like a cloud. Did you bring your
sleep on the cloud?
Did you make your jet mask?
No. It's a problem. I'm not wearing it, so I'm not getting.
Well, what the
sleep.
Fuck?
Why do you want to die?
Huh?
Why do you want to die?
I want to die. Don't be stupid. I don't want to sleep on my back the whole fucking time.
You can't sleep on your side with the mask on.
Sometimes the water starts coming up through the tubes and.
Really?
Can't you put
the thing down low so the water doesn't go up into the tube?
It is down low.
And how does the water get
into it? It's condensation. It's not like the water.
Oh.
Yeah, my summer's exciting.
High blood pressure.
Mark is
going
to drown to death in his sleep. So am I from all the fucking sweat.
What about you, Chris?
Nothing really. Went down to Shore this weekend, but nothing crazy.
What shore did you go to?
Cape May again.
I was in LBI.
Thank God.
Far away from you.
I will always make sure.
Three-hour ride down there. I would have turned around and went home if I saw you.
I will always make sure I'm in Cape May without any of you.
Couldn't imagine.
Actually, your sign's all over the town. You're not allowed back in.
My summer's been awesome. It's
been
one of my favorite.
It looks like it.
Yeah, for sure.
What'd you do last week?
That I couldn't come here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a volunteer for PETA. And,
that's right. He played your fucking snap. You're like, PETA investigation or some shit like that.
This is like the most insane thing. All right. So I volunteered for PETA. I'm a member of PETA for 5 years now. And when I filled out my forms, like I pay my monthly dues or whatever.
Right.
And when I filled out my forms, like I remember this. It's like, you know, if we ever need you to go into an investigation to see if a dog's okay, blah, blah, blah.
Then Ozzy died.
You can't. You like? Would you want to do this? And I'm like, yeah, because it's PETA. Like, when are they ever? Who in South Jersey is going to call PETA to investigate an animal?
Somebody did. Right?
Someone fucking did in Clementon.
So you have to go out.
Yeah. So she sent me an email, and
so you're like a PETA soldier.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my title. I'm South Jersey ambassador.
She's fucking CSI.
So I had to go there and do that, and then I didn't like the conditions, so I called the cops.
What was the conditions? Trailer didn't have
any wheels. It had everything that's supposed to, which is shelter and food and water.
Okay.
And it had all those things, but it looked gross. Like, it looked raggedy. Plus, that tornado and that storm.
Well, maybe that's why it looked gross and raggedy, because of the storm.
Nah, man. It was dry and shit. It was right before the storm had fucking, like, gone insane. And then the cops came and took it.
I'm a storm. I'm crazy. Yeah.
So the cops came and took the dog, but...
It's the cop's responsibility to take
the dog?
I
called the cops.
I thought SPCA was supposed to take
the dog. That's what I thought.
Well, I said, because I was a little dramatic about it. So I was like, listen...
Michael Vick is torturing a dog at this location.
I was like, there's tornado warnings everywhere. Like, there's nobody home here. Like, the ASPCA is not going to come out, like, in a timely fashion. We need the cops. The cops were cool shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were nice. I was nice. I'm a cooperative individual. So, yeah.
Not when you're in Cape May.
Yeah, but listen, all right? God damn it.
Were you putting cigarette butts out on the cop car when he showed up?
No, I'm a good person usually. It just, that happens every once in a while.
Only when you get fucking hammered.
No, and I only get hammered like that every once in a while.
Right.
Anyway, so...
She was putting cigarette butts out on the dog. Okay. Come get this dog. It's being tortured.
Oh, my God. So the dog was okay. Thank God.
Glad you missed the show for a dog. It's cool.
Listen, the thing is, nobody told me that. And I literally earlier in the day, I told the woman, yeah.
I'm
and
serious.
Nobody,
she saved the dog's life. Good.
Yeah, but nobody told me that the show was happening until I saw you. I don't know. It looked like a...
Ren?
No, it looked like a bigger version of... Benji, like a bigger version of it.
It's like a mutt?
Collie?
Yeah, like collie, no, yeah. Not a collie.
Wasn't Benji a collie or no?
No.
No, that was Lassie.
Lassie was a collie.
Yeah. Sorry.
Benji was
Wrong
like,
dog.
But Sorry. Benji was like small. This dog was larger. It was like medium-sized dog, probably like 80 pounds or something.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was a cute dog. He was sweet. Ate right out of my hand. I gave him a Twizzler.
Dog's got herpes of the tongue.
Never shut up.
Poor dog.
I gave him a little Twizzler.
You gave him
like,
Twizzler.
Yeah.
You don't know if the dog's diabetic.
I didn't, but I wanted to see his.
Are you fucking retarded?
I wanted to see his disposition and see how he's going to be.
PETA's going to call the cops on you for killing the dog.
No, she was so grateful.
Well, you're an ambassador. You should carry dog treats in your car.
Listen, they have never, 5 years I've been doing this, they've never called
me. She had dog treats, ever. But she ate them all.
I did eat a dog treat once.
I'm not surprised. Stop.
What a shock. You ate a fucking toenail off
the floor. I was going to say, I have
I didn't eat the toenail. I just put it on my
tongue.
I
have a video on my phone of you putting a toenail, some stranger's toenail.
I know.
On your tongue.
When I was sending you that text, like, I don't know where you live. I was like, oh God, the past is here to haunt me. Because it was in there.
What about that toenail had fungus on it?
I'm fucking fine, aren't I?
I don't know. You're not going to
tell
us.
And I'm $20 richer.
Yeah. That was worth every fucking penny.
It sure fucking was.
That toenail actually died. Shortly after.
No, remember it kept sitting there. I think we put it away. Finally put it in like a cigarette butt can thing.
Rest in peace, toenail.
Rest in peace, toenail.
Hashtag toenail soprano.
It's fucking disgusting in here.
Yeah, so I did that. I didn't think we were going to do a show. I didn't think we were going to do a show all of July. I
don't
thought
think.
We were definitely definitely
go.
Going in
here
August.
Go. Last week.
That's
there
it.
Now,
yeah.
The end.
Yep. Done deal.
That's a video of Missy with a toenail.
You can post it if you want.
I would post that shit on Jerk's site. You have, you
I have no
to.
Shame.
Horse slut bitch.
Yes. Putting a toenail on my tongue makes me a horse slut
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree on that one. It's just
dirty bitch.
I wouldn't, yeah, I wouldn't bitch. Say I wouldn't say anything about whore.
No.
Just straight up.
Disgusting.
Just ratchet.
You little hoe.
No, wretched, not ratchet.
Both.
Not a tool.
Either or.
What they call ratchet. It's a big thing now.
It's a slang word.
What's
right
ratchet?
Now. Ratchet. What I did was ratchet.
It's not wretched. They even put a mm-hmm. play on that.
Yeah.
It's literally ratchet, like the tool.
Yeah.
Bobby,
society's a tool.
Great.
Yeah.
I feel
it's
like
a bouton,
I can't
one.
Believe you guys have no stories to tell.
I mean, what stories do you want me to tell?
I don't know. It's like fun adventures.
I just told you guys before the show started, I was about 25 feet from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That is awesome.
You know, they didn't want to go anywhere near me. They got some big fucking security, though.
Sure.
Good God.
Yeah.
These dudes were like ex-NFL players. Huge. Huge. Mm. Yeah. Nowhere,
that's awesome.
No way going near them. Mm-hmm. You could smell the alcohol.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen them in concert. So.
Rolling Stone?
No, I would love to.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have been either.
Yeah, I've never seen him in concert, but it was kind of cool. It was like, holy shit, they're right fucking there.
Yeah, they're great.
I wouldn't understand anything any of them said if they did talk to me anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, foreign.
Yeah. That's what a drunk British guy sounds like.
I had a confrontation with a certain comic on Bobby's show.
No.
Oh yeah,
we can call him a comic
this.
Now.
All right, well that's his working title.
It's a comic.
Yeah.
What's his name? Are you gonna say it?
Yeah,
say his name.
Course. Ari Shaffir.
Okay.
What's he gonna get? Two more listeners? Two more fans?
I'm gonna Google while you speak.
Ari Shaffir.
So, I can be up
so
on
Bobby
it.
Did a two shows in one day type of thing.
He's
so,
a marathon man.
Yeah. So I. Happened to see it, so I tuned in.
His stand up dried up.
What's that?
He's doing two podcasts in one day.
Yeah. So I'm listening, and all of a sudden, this fucking dude is going in on Italians and calling us garbage men, and we're like the scum of.
It's funny,
like,
I've never
people.
Seen an Italian garbage man in
Neither
my life.
Neither have I. So I text Bobby. I was like, fuck this dude. Like, he's an asshole. Who the fuck is this guy? And then Bobby called me, and then we got into it. But the thing is, I couldn't hear anything they were saying. So this guy was calling me like fucking WAP and uneducated. And I'll play it for you. I'll play the portion where he talks shit on Italians first. I got the video, so I don't know if it's right on the point. But
they're garbage people. Jesus Christ!
Italians may be the worst of the whites.
That is fucking
that's
horse
not
shit.
True.
Okay, if no you're right. Counting.
Oh, what about the Jews?
No.
What are you talking about? You don't want to be out of society. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I won't even comment.
Fucking
on
wigs
it.
And weird hats.
The only way Italians are not the worst of the whites is if you count Armenians and Persians.
That's not true.
Oh,
if you gotta go down to the
they're
you
not white.
Go to the middle of this country in the south and get those the sunken eye socket people.
No, even the hell people. They come from a
people that come from regular whites.
Dude.
So there's something that is given to society. Italians offer nothing except Sopranos and fake mafia culture.
How do you fucking...
You want me to come back there? You want me to come back there? You're
hold
nobody.
A second.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Pause
I'm first one in.
Are you talking to me? Are you fucking talking to me? Are you talking to me?
This is how uneducated he is.
Right.
The Italians didn't bring the Sopranos to America. The Jews brought Sopranos to America. It was a Jew who wrote it.
Right, exactly.
There were actors that portrayed Italians. Fucking, you know, there's a bunch of people on the Sopranos that aren't fucking Italian.
Yeah.
That played Italians. So, I mean, yes, there are some Italian American actors. Sure. Okay. Whatever. But God, ratio, Italian American actors to Jewish American actors. It's there's no measure to that. It's a fraction of
what,
how many
more
Jews
Jewish
are in,
people.
Yeah, actors? Jews are everywhere. They're like fucking roaches.
I don't know.
And they got their hands in everything. They own 10% of the world.
I can't tell what people are. I just
think about it. Jews run the media, okay, and that includes, you know, what you watch on TV, what you watch in a movie theater. They run all the movie studios. They run all the banks. They run everything. They run the stock markets. They're everywhere, okay. And they're not just here; they're everywhere across the world. Jews have their hands in everything, and it's like, you know, they're crooks. They're all They're all a bunch of fucking Shylocks.
If they're so smart, why did we have to bail those motherfuckers out? The banks?
Because they're Jews. They pocketed everything. They took it all for themselves. Those greedy fucks. Hold on to your cock when you deal with these desert people.
So here's my call. When Bobby called me, and they can't, he puts the cell phone up to the microphone. You understand? What
modern technology.
Yeah. And they got this nice studio.
It's funny,
studio.
Bobby's got all that fucking money, and
they got that nice studio, and they haven't gotten the phone thing settled in yet. But
yeah, get on it.
Yeah, here's me calling in.
Goosh,
but I look
good. What'd you say, gabagagoosh?
Yeah. Now they talk. What is that?
Oh yeah, it's just as bad as
Marco said you're a fucking asshole.
Marco said that.
Yeah,
a guy named Marco didn't agree.
Be honest, did you come when he said your name?
Yeah, I'll get him
right now.
Comedian?
You want
him?
Yeah, sure.
When Bobby said I'm his friend, I came. No, not that one.
Interrupt his busy day of keeping his wife in the kitchen and let him call in real quick.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, Marco first. Keep in mind, this guy's got a big fucking nose.
He's
definitely a Jew.
He's a friend of mine.
Get that.
He looks like Saul Rosenberg.
He has a podcast on my network, a great podcast called The Jersey
Jerks. Let's get some sausage.
Oh, he's not from Jersey.
I mean, he's not from Philly.
How could you call my fucking ancestors garbage people?
South Jersey.
You fucking Jew.
South Jersey, they love.
It's going to be hard for him. He can't hear you, so you have to scream. Because I we don't have the He screamed loud on here. In the phone.
Because we're doing a
cocksucker. Well, I didn't plug it. And it started off as a joke, but he kind of got mad at the end. A little bit. Yeah, he has a great podcast that he does, The Jersey Jerks, and he's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. And he's Italian-American.
You want to say that one more time?
All right, well, his people are the worst people.
Because I don't want to set you guys up and just call some guy and then you trash him.
I know, but I heard you the first four times you said it.
Fuck you Greek trash.
Guys, if you didn't hear, this is a friend of his, and he has a great podcast.
He's
a
real friend of mine.
This friend of ours.
I'm Italian-Irish.
He talks to this guy on the reg, so they're good friends.
The whole episode is saying on the reg. Anytime he's on the show, whatever he says is the name of the show. We've had people make street signs because of this.
Blood City.
It's right there.
Anyways, I'm calling. I don't know what the fuck's wrong. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Technology at its best.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Asshole.
Garbage people versus Ari. Round one.
Marco. Yeah, you are. You're on right now. Ari Shaffir, Giannis Pappas, Chris Scopo, Monroe Martin, Deepu, myself. And Ari Shaffir is saying that that Italian people are garbage people. And I told him, you think he's an asshole for saying that.
Fuck you, Ari. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, it's a great comeback. That's a great educated comeback. That's
I
great.
Wasn't mad
You're
at
definitely
this point.
Not proving my point. You fucking piece of garbage.
It's a friend.
It's gonna violence and it's a fuck you. That's a good retort.
Hang on one second. Did I mention that he's a friend of mine? And Jesus Christ,
oh,
you go for the jugular out of the gate. He's saying fuck you in a funny fuck you way.
No, he's not. He's pissed.
Marco, are you saying?
No,
What?
No, I'm here. I'll punch him right in the middle of the fucking head.
That's what I mean.
There we go. Keep going with the violence.
They revere violence.
Well, maybe he's a big...
I mean, you call the guy's family garbage people. Yeah.
His ancestors garbage people.
Not his ancestors are unnecessary. My people, we built.
His ancestors were charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
The Germans.
A couple of bridges.
How have you built this?
God, why don't they call me?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
GW.
He wants to know.
I had this guy on the ropes.
Everything. The entire state building. All our families. All our ancestors.
You mean you were workers? You mean you were the lowest of the low and you were the workers that they put the slaves? You were the freed slaves here and you're saying we built this country and not black people? You fucking idiot! You dumb, uneducated piece of womp garbage!
All right.
What?
He's saying that Italians were slaves. Italians came over here on their own, will, free will. Yeah. They weren't exiled here. They weren't, stolen from their country and brought here.
I don't know if that's what
they
mean.
They came
by
here
slaves.
For opportunity because their country was way too crowded, way too populated, and there wasn't enough jobs to go around. They had to find a place for a future for their family. That's why Italians came here. That's why Irish people came here. That's why Greeks came here. Black people came here because they were forced to come here.
Yeah,
they were
choice.
Slaves and they didn't build anything. They farmed, as Chris said earlier.
Yeah.
They did a, listen, if it wasn't for them, who knows what would be an aspirin bottle when you open it? I don't know. But, you know, as far as building anything, I mean, there's a few out there that are like, there's a couple inventors like Eli Whitney.
What's wrong with being a worker? What's wrong with being a mason?
Yes.
What's wrong with being a fucking plumber or an electrician? What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Because you could tell a fucking funny joke and make six people laugh.
But that's my point, though. These are trades that they came to this country with.
Yeah.
They were masons in Italy. They were.
Wrong with that job?
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
No.
He's the uneducated. Dude.
Hey, that was my point.
He's uneducated.
He's uneducated.
If I heard him, I would have said, you're fucking uneducated.
And none of those other guys, called him out on it because it didn't make sense. What he was saying made no fucking sense at all.
Zero.
Made no sense at all. And honestly, he sounds like a dumb shit because he's sitting there calling you uneducated and all this other shit.
Right.
Meanwhile, his reason for you being uneducated is uneducated. It's dumb. It's like, what are you talking? You're pulling this out of your ass.
That's our people. We came over. We had trades. We're blue collar people that came over here. Now, did we come over here and they kind of strip off the vowel off our name and shit like that?
Well, that's because the people that were living here couldn't pronounce our name. So their ignorance shortened Italians' names.
And what did we do? We built our own communities. Right? We contain our own communities. And
yeah, they build houses. They build churches.
Yep.
They're notorious for building churches and buildings and bridges and all these other.
Right.
You know, it's like Jews weren't even. I mean, I don't know what they were doing.
They were financing the entire project.
They were jeweling. They were jewelers. You know, I got a diamond. Yeah, but honestly, it's just it's hilarious to me. This guy's sense of history is non-existent.
Wasn't a Jew one of the big time mafia guys? He wasn't actually.
Oh, you're talking about, well, there's a couple. I mean, there was
Lucky Luciani's guy, Luciano's guy.
Oh, Eli, or not Eli, something Rothstein or Roth or something. I forget. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I think it was Eli.
No.
Arnold.
Not the director.
Oh, Arnold.
Arnold Rothstein.
Was it Arnold
Rothstein? I think so.
It was,
yeah.
It was.
But there was another guy. That was later on in life, like actually in the early 1900s.
Right.
Big time Jew gangster.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And he was like the only non-Italian mobster. And he was...
Well, the only difference between Jews and Italians is Jews use a pen to rob people and the Italians use guns. What's the fucking difference if
they
you steal
a, what?
A pen?
A pen.
To fucking rob people. What's the difference?
They use a money belt. A change belt. You give me a dollar, I give you 40 cents.
Let's finish.
All right, guys.
What did the Jews build? Tell me the Jews build.
Pyramids?
The media?
That's
the banking
Pappas.
System.
He's pretty fucking fun.
The diamond
it's
district.
All failing, sorry. It's all failing.
Built.
The comedy cellar.
China. Chinatown.
The greatest comedy.
At this point, they're
America.
Drowning you out.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
I can't hear them.
Fucking folk music. Andrew Dice Clay. Who pretends to be a garbage person. They always go back to that. What we built.
What the fuck do you want to go to?
Yeah, but I mean.
Value.
What, pizza?
It's almost over.
Pizza's the only other one.
They did build a country out of a little nothing in the desert. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, the Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was swamp and desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we helped them.
No, the Americans. We gave it to them.
Well,
the British gave it to us.
Well, we told them they could do it.
Wrong, but okay.
But what they've done with it is pretty remarkable.
Marco. Listen,
Marco.
All right, listen. Don't forget.
Marco.
Marco, you got to. Your sausage is getting out of the oven. You go get it. Put some
it's getting out of the oven on its own.
I was going to say, how many times is sausage cooked in the oven?
South Philly, and I'll show you around and see what you really think of Italian land. How about that?
Okay, great. Sounds awesome.
This is the greatest podcast of all time.
I'll be in Philadelphia in September. I'd love that tour.
All right, Marco.
Come. Look me up, faggot.
Marco.
Yeah.
Going back with you, we're going to take him on a tour.
In this day and age, a true comic president's
like
against Italians.
He's awesome.
Dude,
he's definitely not made me rethink my position.
Marco,
I was going to say, well, not you specifically, just as a people, you're gross, but now, yes, you specifically too, Marco.
Marco. I know you just got mad and you lost control, but you
just
can't.
Like Italians always do. Get mad and lose control. Definitely don't think clearly. That's not a quality you guys have.
What's that?
It's an Italian temper.
Yeah, you can't just call them. Now, do you really mean will you take him on a little tour of Philly without?
Absolutely.
Is there, you're not going to open your trunk. It's going to be plastic and all. I think you should take him to the
cement shoe store.
Marco, do you need to go because your ma's calling you from upstairs?
Marco, so for real, if you took me on a tour of Philadelphia, if you took me on a tour of Philadelphia, I'd get you free tickets to the show.
Oh, yeah.
A couple people.
That's equal.
The Jew is reaching out.
All right, so he's going to get you a ticket. You take him on a tour of Philly, Italian, show him what the Italians did in Philly.
That's pretty much
what
it.
What they're all about, and then he's going to get free tickets to the show for you and whoever you want.
That's it. So that was it.
Are you going to give him a tour, Philly?
But what is he going to? Let me ask you something.
Tour, but.
What is he going to tour? I mean, I'm just saying the Italian market. Yeah. I mean,
and that's not really Italian anymore.
Hey, Jew, check out our fresh produce.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, there's nothing really to show.
No. I was going to take him to my friend's cigar shop on 10th Street.
That's going to prove his point even more because
nobody's
going to
fucking. We're not all about. Nobody's talking about killing anybody.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to be honest with you. I hate that because. And then, no offense to your friend's cigar shop, but that is not all of Philly.
Of course,
that's
not.
Like your growing up in Philly. Like it's different for everybody else. Yeah. Like,
take them to that fucking that social club thing you used to hang out with. Walk in with them and be like. This guy thinks you and all your family or ancestors are fucking garbage and just walk out.
I will. Cox, I should warn them all. There's like a 500-pound fucking dude that hangs out there, too. Put him in the bathroom.
Oh, God, help me.
You know, and fucking the mafia shit, really? I mean,
yeah, but so first of all,
yeah, but who cares?
I don't care.
The whole conversation is uneducated because it's just – all it is was back and forth stereotype tossing. That's all it was.
Yeah, it's really all it was.
That's all it was. There was no culture. There was no speak about culture. I mean, think about the cuisine. Italians revolutionized cuisine in this country. You know, people don't realize chicken parm was invented here. That's something an Italian-American,
right.
You know, or an Italian that came overseas said, you know what? This is easy to make. It's got a little Italian flavor. Let's put this on the market. And boom, it went off. You know, but there's... You know, you got to think too. Like, you know, you talk about the cuisine as far as pasta and certain, like, you know, there's certain things that only come from Italy. Like, for instance, a long time ago, there was a certain type of mushroom that only grew in Philly. It's one of the most expensive mushrooms you can buy, and it's something that you grate. You can't put a whole one because it's too strong.
Right.
I mean, it's something that Italians were like famous for. Don't forget about. The wine that Italians have brought over. Not that they invented wine. I'm not saying they invented it, but their type of wine.
He perfected it.
Became, you know,
right.
Limoncello. Who made that? You know
Shit's
what I mean?
Banging.
You know, grappa. Who came up with that? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's poison in a bottle.
It's the bottom. Yeah. Don't put hair on your chest, which you don't need any more of that. It'll put hair on your chest.
Yeah.
The hair on your nipples will fall out.
Yeah.
Is it like
oh my God, there's hair on my balls.
Is it just real strong?
Yes. It's
bottom sediment of the wine, isn't it? Something like that.
I forget what
thick?
It is. It's like pure alcohol.
Do you eat it with a spoon?
No, it's a drink. It's like you drink it as a shot. It is fucking foul.
Oh.
And it's strong as fuck.
And why
I've never seen anyone drink it that didn't make a face.
Really?
Yeah.
It's real strong.
I feel like I want to try it. Do they sell in the liquor store?
We have it downstairs.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm not allowed to drink around you guys.
No. Not here. That's for sure.
Definitely
We have guns here.
I'll take it to go.
Yeah, drink the whole bottle and drive home.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
I mean, what cuisine do the Jews bring?
Oh my God! Have you ever heard any? No, that's not Jewish.
Matzo ball soup.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anyone say, "Oh my God"? Have you gone to that new Jewish restaurant?
Yeah, Katz's Deli.
Amazing.
Katz's Deli in New York.
Yeah, but that's not Jewish. It's a Jew that owns a deli. Right. But it's not a Jewish cuisine. That comes from other parts of the world. They're just the owner of the deli.
Kosher
is a style of cooking.
So it's not Jewish.
Yeah, it's Jewish.
Kosher pickles are banging.
Yes, they are, but pickles weren't invented by Jews. Basically, Jews rip off from other people and try to make things better. That's what Jews do and make a profit from it.
Oh.
Like, for instance, you go to a Jewish deli and you buy like a sandwich with prosciutto in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, they're just making money off Italians now. Prosciutto's an Italian product.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
I see.
You know, corned beef. That's Jewish. But it's not – corned beef wasn't invented by a Jew. It's just a Jewish preferred lunch meat.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like they don't really have anything. You're right. Matzo ball soup, unleavened bread.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's get a cracker with a limp dick. That's basically what it is. It's just like, you know, it's a cracker without the Viagra. It's soft. It's disgusting.
Brisket.
It's a wafer. Brisket. Yeah. Well, the meat itself, gefilte fish. You know what gefilte fish is?
It's gross. It's a
fish with curly hair.
It was the brisket all along.
Do we have any more brisket? How about some more gefilte?
How about a Jewish godfather?
Our co-podcaster, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
In his most recent comedy, stand-up comedy, actually talked about it. His wife is part Jewish. Mm-hmm. They did they had dinner for the holidays at his wife's family's house.
Right.
And he said, you know, we sat down and the first thing they do is they were supposed to read for 2 hours. And he was like, 2 hours?
Read?
Yeah, read. Yeah. They read like the Seder. It's some weird shit that they do. And then they eat. And he's like, look, when I sit down at a table, I need bread and oil right away, right off the bat. You know, he's like, bring the meatballs out. You know, then we'll read. I'll give you a couple of chapters. He's like, but the cuisine is disgusting. And he's the one who said, have you ever heard anyone say, did you eat at that new Jewish restaurant?
Never.
The gefilte, amazing. It's not true. It doesn't happen. They don't have cuisine. It's disgusting. And so are the people.
Oh, my God.
That's just uneducated.
Whatever.
Why did Ari even start a...
And that's the other thing.
I have no idea.
How did you not call him out on his shit fucking...
What?
His fucking hook-nose name. Ari Shaffir. The guy sounds like a terrorist. He really does. His name sounds like a terrorist. Like, you should have asked him, are you one of the 19 hijackers?
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Like, you should have called him out on that.
Yeah. I don't want to go down his road.
You know, you should have been like, you know.
You called him a fag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really mad towards him.
Yeah, I invite him to Philly. Yeah, you come to Philly, faggot. It was so subtle. Like, it slipped right in there. And I'm
like,
whoa.
You offended the entire room.
There was no need. There was no need to hurt the feelings of gay people.
I didn't mean it.
You should have called him something more.
I should have called him something
like
geared to his nose.
Yeah,
kike. Jesus.
You know, he
get
talked
this through your head, you Jew motherfucker.
Yeah, you should have said that.
He talked about Italian ancestors, and you should have said something about his ancestors.
Couldn't hear him.
Do you not like Jewish
people?
I don't fucking care.
You just wanted to bat.
Listen, let me tell you something.
I didn't expect
if you're
to be
smart,
on there, first of all.
If you're smart, you say you do. But in the privacy of your own home, you don't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't want him to... Freeze your bank account.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody hacked into my bank account. No. They pocketed it.
Ari Shaffir went in there and took it.
Yeah.
Took the money.
Yeah. Ari Shaffir. If anybody's listening, check out what this guy looks like.
He does look.
He looks like you couldn't look more Jewish.
He does look very Jewish. He is.
All he's missing Jewish. Is the fucking curly curls. Locks coming down the side of his head.
Right.
With the stupid frisbee on his head. Like, that's all he's missing.
Frisbee?
Yeah, you know, a little tiny, the mini frisbee they wear on the top of their head.
Yeah, no.
The little beanie frisbee.
It's a shame because I liked him going into this, and I respected him for, like, speaking the truth on Stern and talking
what
about.
What truth? I didn't hear no truth. He sounded like an asshole.
Am I talking about Stern?
Yeah, I heard that whole thing, and he sounded like a total asshole.
I mean, to go after Stern out of nowhere, you're an asshole.
Listen,
I mean,
listen, anybody that wants to make a name for themselves,
yeah,
go after
no
Stern.
Shit.
That's
yeah.
how you do it. Smart. It's smart.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Stern's
Jew on
Jewish.
Jew crime.
Right. Yeah, you should have said that.
But he invited Ari on there. I don't know why he didn't go on there.
I wonder why.
Because fucking Howard would have tore him a new one.
The whole fucking the whole crew
like
would have killed
suicide.
Him.
Yeah.
They
would have
did
yeah.
to him what they did to you on that phone call.
Right.
He oh, yeah, ganged yeah. up on you without you even being able to hear.
Couldn't hear shit.
And, you know.
I wish I could.
I wish you would have let me know. I would have gave you some bullet points.
I didn't fucking know.
Yeah,
I know.
It sounds like
I know.
It was
like 10:15 at night. I was right. sleeping. I had to go downstairs. I couldn't yell because my kid was sleeping.
Right.
So
was
it's
this,
like.
Was this on you?
Bobby called me right after. I was like, that was
what?
Great. He was like, that was
What's
great.
What's Bobby's show's name?
YKWD.
Yeah, that. You know was it on that show? Or was it on a different show?
No, it was on that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's
this
funny.
Episode was, you know what, Jew? You know what, Jew?
Miss Clown has a podcast, too.
Who?
Ari Shaffir.
Oh, they said podcast. Miss Clown. I was like, we got another show? <we're talking laughs>
No. I'm like, I want to be on there.
Miss Clown. Yeah, Missy the Clown.
You had me at Jewish Godfather. Somebody just wrote in the chat room, you had me at Jewish Godfather.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I knew it was Mecklenburg all along.
Mecklenburg.
Actually, that's not even Jewish. That's like German, I think.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, I just thought of the Berg.
Oh, I was like, what?
It was Goldstein.
Yeah. Goldberg's a pimp.
Yeah. This is the Godfather wedding music when they're dancing.
Hala, lucky, hala. So in the Jewish Godfather movie, when he sits in his chair, do they all pick it up?
Yeah.
Fuck. And then I was on. Bobby had an hour show today, and I was on that. I called in there
to talk about Italians again.
No.
What did you do on the show tonight?
I just talked to him, congratulate him, wish him luck for his
show tonight.
Yeah,
just
that thing.
Yeah.
Gave
us
a nice little plug.
Tonight is Bobby Kelly's TV show premiere on FX Network, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. It's actually a Dennis Leary project, and Dennis Leary has a good track record with FX. Rescue Me is probably, hands down, one of the best shows that was ever on the network, let alone, I think, in TV. I definitely put it in the top 10. It was such a fucking entertaining.
It was great.
It was such an entertaining show. Yeah, I got the whole fucking series up there. So the trailers look amazing for the show.
It's getting good reviews.
Yeah, I should.
That's good.
Yeah. Should.
He said only a couple bad reviews, but you know.
Right. No, I
probably Jews.
So what's the basis behind the show?
A band was like on the verge of making it, I think, and they're reinventing.
Well, they were like a popular band back in the day, and then they're coming out of retirement or some shit like
but
that.
But Dennis Leary like banged the guitarist. Why?
Yeah.
It's just
the
whole awesome,
and now Dennis Leary's daughter is going to be the lead singer.
Who's hot.
Yes.
Who is hot.
Yeah.
Sounds right up my alley.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to watch. It's on tonight at
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Perfect.
Yeah, but they're going to rerun it all throughout the night, though.
Yep.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, that show, like, blows the fuck up.
I pray every night that he doesn't kill
himself. Well, yeah, he said to you that if you made it to Hollywood, he said to Mark, if I make it to Hollywood, you know, Mark was like, would you take me with you? And he's like, what if I pay you $5,000 a week? And Mark's like, I'm in. He's like, what if I pay you $4,000? I'm in. He went all the way down to $2,000. He's like, I'm in.
I don't have the audio yet.
He's like, would you leave the Jersey Jerk show?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
fuck, he'd leave his wife and kid.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, he did that once already before the kid was born. And he did that for nothing. He lost money. Why wouldn't he do it for a financial gain?
Be like the fat entourage. Right. But,
yeah.
You're the whole entourage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, that was cool. I can't wait to see the show.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah, I got to piss.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back. Don't forget to go on ridecast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money, bitches.
Yeah, go to Ari Shafir's Twitter and
harass him. Why doesn't Ari Shafir donate some money?
Yeah.
You know he's got plenty to spare.
Got, yeah, of course he does.
Yeah,
he
he's doing stand-up because he doesn't want to be the only Jew who's not doing stand-up.
Surprise.
Ah, boy. So the big news right now is Caitlyn Jenner, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Transformer.
Transformer.
I wonder if he's going to be in the new Transformers movie coming out in a couple of years.
Yeah, she should.
Oh, you call her she?
You do call her she.
Okay. It's hard. I go back and forth. Yeah. I'm like she, he, it.
I was talking about her a lot today, and I noticed that I constantly refer to her as she, so I'm sticking to it. I'm committed.
Yeah, so she accepted the award. What was the Arthur Ashe Award?
Courage Award.
Courage Award on the ESPYs. Yeah. Yeah. Which is bullshit because it was on ABC for the first time. It's always been on ESPN. And ABC was like, we're going to get all the ratings.
Of course.
And it had a pretty long speech. And
yeah.
It was
11 minutes.
Yeah, 11 minutes. We'll play a little bit of it. We'll talk about it. I will say this as a side note. I think it's fucked up that chick that died of
cancer?
Yeah. Didn't get that award.
They gave her something else.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Seriously.
They were getting enough pressure.
The whole reason why ABC took this was only because of Caitlyn Jenner. Because everybody wants to, every moron who, you know, wants to
it's
see.
It's really the first public, you know, TV,
nobody
live
gives
TV.
A shit.
Yeah, they do. You're wrong. They
millions and millions of people give a shit.
Nobody with any common sense gives a shit.
I don't know about that.
Did you give a shit?
I was
curious.
You're an idiot. I was curious.
I'm not going to ask you, miss. I know Chris doesn't give a shit.
I care. I wanted to
you
see.
The least
I mean,
bit curious?
Good for him, her, whatever you want to call it. Good for whatever
good for
he wants
her
to
her it him.
Yeah.
Him or it.
Whatever you want to do with your life, go for it. Who cares? But he's making a fucking spectacle of
if
himself.
This,
a
testicle?
Bit.
Not
a
anymore.
A little.
Not anymore.
Yeah. A little.
I actually agree with Chris because when I was watching
Chris, he cut
that,
off his spectacles.
That's
one time.
Oh my God.
Well, he thinks he's doing it to better the whole transgender thing and use his fame as a platform. He kept saying in the speech.
I'm sorry.
I'm calling bullshit on this. I'm starting to smell something.
It's my fart.
Yeah. He said he's not doing it for the money, right?
I think it's bullshit.
He got paid for that Diane Sawyer.
Wait, you think he transformed
he
for the
doing,
money?
No, he said he's not doing like the whole public.
Oh,
thing.
Bullshit!
Okay, he's going to make $500 million.
Especially when he loses that civil suit for killing that girl in that accident.
He's
going to
lose half of that. Yeah,
he was taking selfies of his new self when he killed that chick in the car.
Yeah, let me get this straight. He killed somebody, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And he gets a courage award.
Yeah, that is imagine being the family of the woman who passed away, who died. Mm-hmm. Like how insulting is that? Honestly.
It's insanely
insulting.
I mean,
listen, it takes balls to do something like that.
You know how hard it is to drive in heels?
Yeah.
No, but seriously, she literally made jokes like that, though. Like some, like what you just said.
Yeah.
I feel like she's...
Yeah, that's why she got into an accident.
Fuck like, that. Put me in a dress and a wig and I'll fucking do it.
I had eight stilettos when I killed that woman. My pump slipped off the brake.
I was like so supportive of it and so like I'm supportive of anybody who wants to like be themselves and shit, but I don't know, something's weird with
See,
this now.
I have not have I'm sorry.
He doesn't need the money.
I have not accepted
my brother has a theory.
I'm not at the point where I can accept this whole transgender thing.
I can accept that.
It's hard to. You know why? Because especially this specific case, and I'll tell you why. Like, let's go to Bailey J.
Yeah.
Okay. Bailey J was a guy.
Right.
Turned himself into a woman.
Right.
Kept the dick and balls, though.
Yep.
Weird choice. Married a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All we know from this is that her husband is gay because he still has dick and balls.
Right.
But this was a man that was attracted to men, felt like a woman, yes. decided to change 85% of his body to a woman.
But here's
the thing with Caitlin. Caitlin's not gay.
Caitlin's not really saying anything about her sexuality.
No.
When?
Bruce Jenner is attracted to women. Okay. Even Caitlin Jenner is attracted to women. He doesn't want cock. Obviously, he cut his off, and he doesn't want anybody else's.
I think he kept it.
I thought he cut it off.
See, that's what I'm... That's what
that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Why would you keep it?
As far as I know, he said he didn't.
So let me get this straight. You want to keep that to fuck girls because you're still in the girls, but you're a woman? That doesn't make any sense. Hypocrisy is flowing way too hard right now.
Of course. But, you know, guy wants to wear size 15 wide pumps and put on dresses. What are you going to do?
You think that's hard? Try hiding his 15-inch cock.
You sound just like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put the lotion in the
So go ahead. I got her speech here.
I wanted to move my penis around to the backside of my ass.
That was the speech.
Wow. I have to talk after that?
Oh,
thank you so much.
It's like a gay Dr. Evil.
Wonderful to be here tonight.
Malibu.
Wow, transvestite.
The last few months have been a whirlwind of so many different experiences and emotions.
How about now?
But to tell you the truth, it seems like every time I turn around in life, I'm putting myself in these high-pressure situations, competing in the games, raising a family. But I've never felt more pressure than I ever have felt in my life than over the last couple of months.
His penis pushing up
against
the dress?
Picking out this outfit. Okay, girls, I get it. You got to get the shoes, the hair, the makeup, the whole process. It was exhausting. And next, the fashion police.
Way to go, a-hole!
Please be kind on me. I'm new at this. But anyway.
She had an Adam's apple as big as her ball.
And I just want to take a quick shout out to our soccer team. They have absolutely... Ladies, you clean up very well. Well, the real truth is that before just a few months ago, I had never met anybody else who was trans, who was like me. I had never met a trans person, never. Now, as you just saw, I dealt with my situation my own, in private. And that turned this journey into an already
incredible
education.
Wait, did he just say he dealt with this in private?
Yeah. It's been eye-opening, inspiring, but also frightening. All across this country, right now, all across the world, at this very moment,
you looking at my
there are young people coming to terms with being transgender. They're learning that they're different, and they're trying to figure out how to handle that on top of every other problem that a teenager has.
You fairy.
They're getting bullied. They're getting beaten up. They're getting murdered. And they're committing suicide. The numbers that you just heard before are staggering. But they are the reality of what it's like to be trans today. Just last month, the body of 17-year-old Mercedes Williamson, a transgender young woman of color, was found in a field in Mississippi, stabbed to death.
Oh, poor you.
I also want to tell you about Sam Taub, a 15-year-old transgender young man from Bloomfield, Michigan. In early April, Sam took his own life.
Fuck that.
Now, Sam's story haunts me in particular because his death came just a few days before ABC aired my interview with Diane Sawyer. Every time something like this happens, people wonder, could it have been different if spotlighting this issue with more attention could have changed the way things happen?
Oh, no.
They never know. If there's one thing I do know about my life, it is the power of the spotlight. Sometimes it gets overwhelming, but with attention comes responsibility.
Jerk-off.
As a group,
as athletes. Fuck this dude.
How you conduct your lives, what you say, what you do, is absorbed and observed by millions of people,
bad,
especially young people. I know I'm clear with my responsibility in going forward to tell my story the right way. For me.
For me.
To keep learning.
Fuck
to
you.
Do whatever I can to reshape the landscape of how trans issues are viewed.
Oh, you mean
how
anal?
Trans people are treated.
Oh, my fucking
and then more broadly, to promote a very
hot
simple
and sticky,
idea.
Like my balls.
Accepting people for who they are.
Now all I need is a teabag.
Accepting people's differences.
You should
start sucking cock. Oh, no. Please, come on me right now.
To join me in making this one of your issues as well. How do we start?
My penis falls off.
We start with education.
Oh, my God.
I was fortunate enough to meet Arthur Ashe a few times, and I know how important education was to him.
It's entitled you to shit.
Learn as much as you can about another person to understand them better. I know the people in this room have respect for hard work, for training, for going through something difficult to achieve the outcome that you desire. I trained hard.
Hurry up.
I competed hard.
Oh, no.
And for that, people respected me. But this transition has been harder on me than anything I could imagine.
Sick little fuck.
And that's the case for so many others besides me. For that reason alone, trans people deserve something vital.
You're looking
they
for a smack
deserve
in the fucking mouth.
Your respect.
I need to dance, you fuckers.
Oh, my God.
And from that respect comes a more compassionate community.
They can fuck
a
themselves.
More empathetic society. And a better world for all of us.
I'm going to do a dance right in your
there
fucking ass.
There have been
ass.
So many who have traveled this road before me. From in sports, Renee Richards. To Chaz Bono, to Laverne Cox, and many others. Janet Maku's with us tonight. And I want to thank them all publicly, as well as the ESPYs and the late Arthur Ashe and his family for giving me this platform to start this next phase of my journey. I also want to acknowledge all the young trans athletes who are out there,
penis.
Given the chance to play sports as who they really are.
Cock, you want a boot near.
And now... And now, as of this week, it appears that trans people will soon be serving in the military. That's
awesome.
A great idea.
You're
we have come a long
control,
way.
And you become an embarrassment to
but
yourself
we have a lot of
and
work
everybody
to do. I'd like to thank, personally, my buddy Diane Sawyer. You know...
AIDS? Thank you.
You can only tell your story the first time once. And Diane, you did it so authentically and... So gracefully.
Diane Sawyer, great.
And
what a
me
body.
And the community is so...
Look, the wrinkles like an old lady's
that. And I thank you so much, Diane.
You say that, and
I'm
I just showed
so
her face.
I'm so proud to have
it's
you as a
wrinkles.
Friend.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a fraud and a phony.
Here comes
oh, my
the
God.
Part.
Who the hell
I'd like
cares?
To thank my family. Now, The biggest fear I've always had it coming out is I never wanted to hurt anyone else.
Don't do yourself a
Most
fucking
of all,
favor and get the fuck out.
My family and my kids. I always wanted my children to be so proud of their dad. What he was able to accomplish in his life. You guys have given so much back to me. You've given me so much support. I am so, so grateful to have all of you in my life.
God. Come, come, give me kisses.
Just got his balls on that trip.
And certainly, last but not least,
you're a fucking disgrace.
My mom, who just a little over a week ago,
cocksucker,
had to have surgery.
Oh,
and
good
didn't think she was
for
going
you.
To make it. And but she is here with me tonight to share this night. Now,
testicles.
You know, I always thought that I got my courage and my determination from my dad, who landed on Omaha Beach, fought all the way through World War II. But you know what I'm realizing now, Mom? I think I got all those qualities from you. Love you very much. I'm so glad you're here to just share this with me.
What the
fuck? You know, it is an honor to have the word courage associated with my life. But on this night, another word comes to mind, and that is
penis.
I owe a lot to sports. It's showed me the world.
Fuck off.
It's giving me an identity. If someone wanted to bully me, well, you know what? I was the MVP of the football team. That just wasn't going to be a problem. And the same thing goes tonight. If you want to call me names, make jokes, doubt my intentions, go ahead. Because the reality is, I can take it. But for the thousands of kids out there coming to terms with being true to who they are, they should have to take it. So for the people out there wondering what this is all about, whether it's about courage or controversy or publicity, well, I'll tell you what it's all about. It's about what happens from here.
What?
It's not just about one person.
What?
What?
It's about thousands of people.
What?
It's not just about me.
What?
It's about
Marcus.
All of us. Accepting what? One another.
Shut
We're
up!
We're all different. That's not a bad thing.
Where is it?
That's a good thing. And while it may not be easy to get past the things you always don't understand,
shut your fucking mouth.
I want to prove that it is absolutely possible. If we only do it together.
Douche face.
Thank you so much for this platform.
Shut up and sit down,
you
big bald fuck.
Thank you so much for this honor bestowed on myself and my family. Thank you.
What the fuck?
I wonder if his family knows how Jewish he really is.
I don't know what was more disturbing.
The sound bite we were playing during the middle of it?
Or his voice.
You know, and watching him talk.
Jose.
Yeah, it's
like plastic.
Yeah, like it's hard to speak.
Oh my fucking God, Jose's here. Jose's in the house.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
Hey, me.
Yo, what the fuck is happening?
What do you have, rape porn saved on your computer?
Jesus Christ.
It's the YouTube, some
like Nacho Libre.
That was Ari Shaffir raping a girl.
That was terrifying.
That was horrible.
That was backstage with Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh!
Come here, you dirty Mexican.
Fuck my balls, man.
Yeah, he sounds disturbing.
Yeah. It's insane how much difference physically.
Hmm.
Like, the whole face is different.
Well,
he transformed.
The structure.
Yeah, they did an 8-hour surgery so he can...
That's it? 8 hours?
Well, that was one surgery.
That's just
face.
On his face.
Yeah, they did other shit with his Adam's apple.
I know you don't recognize me. I'm still the same guy, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Caitlin.
I had to make sure the dress was long enough to close my balls.
Oh, my God.
Because you're a faggot, all right?
$1 million.
Fuck. Whew. Yeah, it's fucking disturbing.
I don't know. I didn't like the speech. Mm-mm.
I didn't mind the speech.
I didn't think it was inspirational.
Not at all.
It
was kind of
transgender people.
I don't feel like it was inspirational to transgender people.
It's all about me.
Yeah. I felt it was very, I don't know.
And to my mother who's dying.
Yeah.
She's here tonight.
And it's like, well, I was the MVP of the football team. And
no, he was an Olympic athlete.
Like, nobody said
that. Oh, yeah.
Well, he said, bully me. No, yeah. You know, bully me, but I'm...
I don't know. I didn't find it
used to take turns butt-fucking me in a shower.
It's like very generic. My brother thinks that.
Yeah, what's his theory?
She's just doing it because... He watched these interviews back in the day, like in the 70s and 80s and stuff. And he specified in it that he always wants to be famous. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants. I mean,
he's always been famous.
Yeah, but he's the least famous person in his family at this point until now.
In this specific family, the Kardashian family.
Like, I think he always wants to be everybody looking at him, you know, and
he pulled it off.
Yeah. I don't know. The speech was so generic. I felt like there was no heart behind it.
He does what he did, public speaking for a living.
I understand that.
Motivational speaking.
But
he's a good
speaker. I'm going to motivate you to cut off your penis.
I don't think it was a good speech. I think it was a terrible speech. I don't think it was real.
Motivating or...
It wasn't heartfelt.
It was like an indirect, I don't want to say bragging, but I mean... He did make mention of you know, the whole transgender society that, you know, people have killed themselves and stuff like that and, you know, whatever. Like, you know, you could have... He did, like, a quick little, you know...
He named two people.
Yeah, well, three people.
Was it three? Missy Fun Science Car.
Unless they were...
I'm trans.
Unless they were... Unless two of them was the same person, just different sexes.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Literally four.
She grew up as Vanessa Cox, and now she's Optimus Prime.
I don't know. I was like all like about it, and then I don't know. That's a bad taste in my mouth.
It's not what you're used to, huh?
Shut up. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it didn't blow me away. Mm.
That's the only reason, because everyone's like, "Oh, it was so inspirational." It's this, that, and the other thing.
You know, I have to plead ignorance too, because listening to it talk, it makes me think of like all these like I'm imagining this character as Buffalo Bill.
Oh my gosh!
You know,
put the lotion in the basket.
Well, looking at her is difficult. She seems like
a wax figure.
Well,
that's melting.
It seems like it's hard. It is painful for her to speak.
Well, it's all the Botox and shit, the fillers and whatever else is in its face.
Like, I think I like legit looked disgusted for like the first 5 minutes of watching it.
You know what's funny? She kind of talks like Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, Fire Marshal Bill.
Let me show you something.
And her lips are like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the. You know, the fucking lip implant or whatever.
I don't know, man.
The collagen.
I don't know. And I kept seeing everybody post on Facebook and Twitter and everything last night, like, their anger towards the fact that this isn't a courage award because of soldiers and...
You can't compare it to...
I agree.
It's a sport to courage.
You know what, though? That's not courage. That has nothing to do with sports or courage.
Well,
he's a celebrity. He could do whatever the fuck he wants, and he did it.
I agree.
Where's the courage?
Coming out and doing something like that.
Come on, man. That's so stupid.
I'm not saying he should have got the courage.
That's not courage. I mean, what was his other alternative? Just to stay quiet about it? No, he's not going to do that.
Of course not. There's too much money involved.
Right. He's a Kardashian at this point.
I just hate when people like him say they're speaking out for a specific cause.
Right.
When they're collecting a fucking huge paycheck from it.
Right.
If you're really just speaking out for the cause, donate that money to something good.
Yeah, and exactly. I would hope that he will, because he's going to make bank.
Right.
He may donate small parts of it. He ain't donating all of it.
Or like
if you're really doing it for the cause, yes. Do something good with the money you make. Make good on that promise that I'm doing this to help other people.
Right.
I don't know. That between that and then the Vanity Fair thing, and it seems like a spectacle.
It's all about the money right now.
It seems. And I was all. But now it seems. I don't know, man. Something doesn't seem right about it.
Fuck you, Michelle.
Fuck you. Fuck yourself.
I can. That's the irony.
I don't know. I was like all for it. I was like, yeah, fucking trans people. And then I was like, man,
trans
are you...
Trans people.
Like,
they're clear. I'm transparent.
Like, if this is what's going to represent the trans community, I feel bad for the trans community, I guess.
Yeah, that's like...
why I'm upset about.
I agree.
Yeah. It just seems like...
I don't know. They looked pretty fucking happy when he was in fucking New York. And they fucking surrounded
him. It is kind of...
I gotta talk to my trans friends about it and see what they say.
Yeah, what... You know what? Do that. Because I'm curious to know what they have to say.
Because I don't like it. I don't like it at one bit anymore.
Do they think it's patronizing? Ask them.
I would think so. Like, I mean, I don't know, though. But I will. I'll talk to them and see.
I wonder what our own Bailey J thinks of it.
I would like to know what Bailey J thinks as well.
That's a good question.
She's super cool, though, so she might be like, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
She missed she missed out on the boat. She could have been the face of this.
I guess.
It's better face than that one.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like a wax statue.
Like in
Marco's ex-girlfriend.
And not for nothing, like, I don't know. I don't know, man, like. There's so many things that I'm torn about, and I'm probably going to sound like an idiot, but what else is no?
Stop it. Don't put yourself down. That's our job.
He's 65 years old, and he finally decides to be who you are. And it's like, thanks for the courage to go a majority of your life as a fucking other person.
If anything, you should have got the chicken shit award.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you're going to die soon. Like, cool. Yeah. Like, the last 10 to 15 years of
people
your life.
People 65 don't necessarily die soon.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Let's say he lives, like, okay, he's super healthy, but all these surgeries that he's getting done, all these, this can't be good for his body.
Nah, probably not. There's a lot of stress being put on his nerves.
So let's say 10 to 15 years, like, cool, like, you had the courage to be a completely different person your entire life. Like, it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
When I really think about it, it makes me really uneasy about the world moving forward.
He had 10 kids.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's been movies made about this. This is not a new thing. It's just like what's popular right now.
What movie's been made about this? Revenge of the Fallen?
I don't know what it's called, but I know that I was. That's Transformers. But no, like, I've seen things where a husband and wife are married and they have kids and their kids are like teenagers. And he's like, you know what? I want to be a woman. And you either be with me or not. Like, this isn't new. This isn't
thing. It's not. So, this is just more mainstream now.
Yeah, it's mainstream.
It's put
now.
Out. Yeah, it's put out in the media way more now because of this and because of him and what he's doing. And he's got the media behind him. You know, basically laying out the red carpet for him or her, whatever. Him, her, it.
Yeah.
And, you know, now this is the face of the movement.
Exactly. And that is...
And I don't know if that's the best course of action.
Exactly. I think it's terrible. I think it's a terrible
idea. It's like Kanye being the face of civil rights movement.
Yes.
Not really smart.
Yes.
Not really smart.
Yes.
Especially because considering now he's the greatest rock star on the planet.
He's an
what
idiot.
A fucking idiot.
He's
fucking
an idiot.
Tool.
He's an
rock
idiot.
Star.
Yeah.
Right, because he sang. What did he sing?
I love it. All these people
Bohemian
are coming
Rhapsody.
Out.
But yeah,
and
yeah,
he
that
did
was
it
no,
he
horrible.
Yeah, he sang. Bohemian Rhapsody. It was
yeah,
so
it was
bad.
So bad. He's like, yeah,
Mama.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I am usually a Kanye advocate. I was like, shut the fuck.
I love it. I love it. There's so many people coming out of the woodwork now. Like Kanye's got to go, and you know, there's a lot of people being like, he has no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
Fucking. I think rappers were even like, can you just be quiet?
Yeah, right. No shit. It's kind of like OJ when he kept fucking doing shit when after he got found innocent. He just kept popping the fuck up everywhere. It's like, calm.
Sharpening his knives in the driveway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just making sure they're ready. Having a barbecue. Doing a pig roast.
Bunch of videos.
I agree, miss. I agree. It's definitely not really.
It was that speech that made me question everything.
Well, I mean, I've been a skeptic since the beginning, and to be honest with you, this didn't sway me at all. If anything, it put me back in the negative because I just feel like this whole thing is a circus.
It absolutely is.
I can't take this serious at all. It's, to me, it's just a big circus act.
And like, not only this, like, okay, let's like look even further.
You know, start a foundation. Go find people that are troubled.
Exactly. Like,
bring these people in and start like a community
and like, you've been a woman for like 3 months and you're getting a curve award?
Exactly. I agree. This, like, this bitch hasn't accomplished shit yet.
Nothing.
She can't even walk in heels yet. You know what I mean? It's like you're giving her a courage award.
Pete Rose just got inducted in the Hall of Fame.
No,
he didn't.
He didn't?
No, he's not getting into
the All-Star game.
No, he's at the All-Star game. Yeah. That's a good analogy, though.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it at all. But what I'm
Pete Rhodes is an advocate for anti-gambling.
No, I'm trying to think of somebody that was real important that never got any recognition until, like, well after they were dead. Like...
Joe Paterno. No, you got...
No, like in a movement,
artist.
In civil... No, like in civil rights and things like that, like... Where they didn't get recognized for anything that they did for well after their time.
Yeah, I mean.
And she didn't do anything but become a woman.
Yeah, but that's my point. It's a circus. That she hasn't accomplished anything to help the transgender community.
Right. No. She's talked about
it's all about
one person who killed himself and the one person who got stabbed. Why don't you try and help these people that happens?
Right. I'd like to give a shout out to the people that killed
themselves. Why don't you statistics? Why do you not minimalize it and say, how about like 20% of teenagers?
Three people's not going to make me want to donate.
Yeah, like nobody really cares. Everybody's just kind of like, look what the Kardashians did to their dad.
I started.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I started a Kickstarter account for saving Transformers. I'd like everybody to pledge. Everybody gets a free pin.
Oh my god!
A penis badge pin.
I agree, Miss. It's definitely like it's a sham. Yeah. It's a sham. It's a media scam. It's all this is.
It is.
This is a circus for him, her, it to
and
make money.
It's insulting.
It is insulting. And if someone is a transgender,
I would be insulted.
They're probably excited at the fact that there's a transgender on the main screen. But
like
at the same time, what, you know, you got to have, like, at least, like, Oprah has built schools in third world countries. I mean, I get it. Oprah's, you know, some people are skeptical about her because she's this, you know, media mogul and this and that.
Right.
And they maybe people look at her selfish, but she's not. She's given away so much shit. I mean, she had an episode on her show where she gave everybody a car.
You get a car.
You get a penis. You get a penis. You get a dress.
But it's courage. I don't see the courage. The award was not deserving. I'm sorry. It just wasn't.
I agree.
It wasn't. The award should have went to the girl that passed away. The cancer, the girl that passed away. What kind of cancer she had? Brain cancer? Yeah.
And what did she do in sports?
She was a college
baseball player.
Basketball or baseball?
Basketball.
And they moved. I remember they moved the season, the start, the first game up like 2 weeks so she could play one more time.
Oh, I give a fuck. Some local tribesman gets cancer. Cry me a fucking river.
Holy shit.
Jesus,
man.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
I was conflicted for about 10 seconds.
He was. I seen the look on Chris's face, man.
And then, I was thinking, like,
I have cancer.
I was thinking, like, is there not anybody very courageous in sports?
There's
anymore?
Tons of people that's courageous.
So I started, like, looking.
How about the football player and his daughter? Why didn't they get. I know they got something.
Well, but see, here's the thing. I don't want to. And I'm not knocking this guy at all, this Stills dude. I don't, it's not about, obviously he has courage for, you know, having to try to, you know, get the money to make his daughter better. And like, I get it, you know, but I don't know if it's so much a courage thing. Is it more of a
dad thing?
A dad thing, but it's also like a necessity.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I'm trying to save my daughter,
absolutely.
You know? You know, like, for instance, a big name that really donated a shit ton of money to him for his daughter was, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Sean Payton.
Oh, yeah?
He called him up personally, and he said, listen, you tell me where the money has to go. I'm going to write you a check right now.
He didn't thank him.
No, he did. He thanked him publicly. Oh, yeah. He did an interview on ESPN on SportsCenter.
I was talking about last night.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it was so long ago. But he did an interview on SportsCenter, and they asked him, has anyone in the NFL, you know, been, and he was going through a bunch of names, and he especially thanked Sean Payton. He called him up personally. He says, listen, tell me where you need me to, you know, send the money. I want to cut you a check right now to help you. And it was like, it was such a generous amount. You know, he couldn't believe it. And he, you know, this is a guy that coaches a team that he doesn't play for, you know, and did it out of the goodness. It's not like he went to the owner and said, hey, listen, we got to give this guy some money. You know, he didn't do it on behalf of the Saints. He didn't even want it to be announced. Right. He announced it because it wasn't on the news until he said it. So, I mean, you know, that is more meaningful, I think, than anything Caitlyn Jenner did. You know, who did she save? Herself.
Who has won these awards in the past? Do you know?
Arthur Ashe.
Yeah, I don't know.
He had
who
a trophy with
is.
His name on. Didn't even know about it.
Did they give one to
like
somebody that wasn't in sports? I don't know. Good question, miss.
Because
Billie Jean King.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Of course,
absolutely,
that makes sense.
That makes sense.
She fucking challenged a dude and beat him in tennis. Good for her. She proved some. That took courage. I think Ronda Rousey should get it next for beating Floyd Mayweather in a fight. I'd love to see them two fight. I think she'd kill him.
I would
if
love
it's like,
to see them
if it's
fight.
Not boxing.
That's what my argument was him. At the bar last night. Like, that's what I was saying. I was like, yeah, she'll kick his ass. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no,
here's the
no,
list.
No.
Caitlyn Jenner, last year was Michael Sam.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
For gayness.
Right?
Robin Roberts.
That makes sense.
I don't know who that is.
Pat Summitt.
You know what? I got to be honest. I think Michael Sam deserved it. Because any athlete who talks about gay people in sports, I'll tell you, like, especially retired athletes, yeah, there was gay people on every team, but Michael Sam was the only one who came out.
But no, there was a basketball player.
Yeah,
that was,
he was at the end of his
he never,
career.
Yeah, but I
Michael
mean, he
Sam
never got,
committed,
Michael Sam didn't even have a career.
He committed career suicide by coming out.
Yes, he did.
He was on Dancing with the Stars.
Career suicide. He's playing in fucking Canada right now.
Yeah. Dude, Nelson
Pat
Mandela?
Tillman, Kevin Tillman.
Pat Tillman makes sense,
yes.
too.
Jim Valvano. Steve
makes tons of sense.
Howard Cosell.
What
fucking
ones
Howard
are
Cosell,
you reading?
Howard
I'm
Cosell
reading
was a humanitarian.
Muhammad Ali, Dean Smith, Billie Jean King.
My list has a fucking...
You have to retard this.
I guess the turd doesn't fall far from the faggot says.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela. Ed Thomas. Who's Ed Thomas? Family of Ed Thomas. Dewey Bazella.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, these are people, some of these people that are listed are people that have given so much back.
That Bozella guy was the boxer that got put in jail for 30 years and he didn't do it. He didn't do the crime.
What, the Hurricane guy?
No, that's somebody else.
The Denzel? Nah. They gave the award to Denzel?
Yeah.
No, it's another award he got robbed.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you telling me I got to do prison and I'm getting an award?
Yeah. Yeah, his voice trails off.
Yeah.
And he told me I got an award.
Yeah.
Loretta Claiborne. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Mm.
No, oh, no. We got an Italian on there, Steve Palermo. Palermo's Pizza Shop.
I was going to say, what'd he do? Build a Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah, as an umpire.
Awesome. Thanks.
I call it the balls and strikes. I say, are you out to give me an award?
That was a fellow tip.
Faraballer.
He's a safe.
He saved a waitress from getting mugged and robbed. They shot him.
He was trying to recover his meatballs. He was just trying to make sure his meatballs didn't fall to the floor.
I save you give me the pussy?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, it's not like I was asking you to suck on my dick.
Oh, my God.
I say, how about the kids? Yes?
Yeah, I think it's way too soon for Caitlyn to get this award. I don't think it's deserving.
No, it's not.
I mean, if anything, if you want to give her an award, you give her an award for, you know, like, I guess making it public, you know, bringing some sort of awareness to it. But it's not something this isn't monumental in any way except for media purposes.
Yeah.
This isn't doing anything for anybody who's
No, she transgender. Didn't save anybody. She
no, didn't. No, you saying names. I mean, and the other thing is that fucking accident where, that he just had where he killed somebody.
Someone.
I mean, regardless of what he was, if he was innocent or not, I mean, technically it was his fault.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a plain accident.
Yeah, he rear-ended somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, you ended up killing someone. You're going to give them an award right now? Like, how insulted is that
Bruce
family?
Bruce killed Caitlin, didn't
he? That's ridiculous. They actually brought that up.
That's
crazy. Shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, they brought that up for legal purposes. They said, you know, now that Bruce is legally a woman, like, can't be tried for that. No, I'm dead serious.
That can't be true.
Well, okay. Yeah.
No. They're going to put in a new law because of it.
Oh, good.
Because
then everybody would do that.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. You know, there could be someone right now who's killing people, who's going in to get, like, transgender surgery, and then after the fact, they won't be, you know, held accountable.
Yeah, fuck that. Your fingerprints are still the same.
Unless you get them chopped off. Burned off.
They're gone. Magic hands.
Yeah.
Jazz
I
hands.
Don't see the courage.
Manny Petty.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it.
No more Manny Petty.
They get nail polish on the fingertips and on the nails. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know. I think the whole thing's fucked up. I mean, you know, and I was upset at my mother because she was like, oh, I want to watch it. She saw the commercial, and I'm like, my mom's like a dope like everybody else in this country. She, like, falls for everything. She's one of those dopes that watch all the shows that are just mindless.
Right.
You know, like Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. And it's like, come on. It's just get the fuck out of here already.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, she doesn't think or want to be like, I mean, that's why she can't speak English. She doesn't watch anything fucking educational.
That's your Price is Right.
What?
Watch The Price is Right.
How educational is that?
I'd rather watch Sesame Street.
The Price
of
Food.
Yeah. This Rice-A-Roni is $1.
Higher
stupid,
or lower?
Stupid bitch.
Oh, there it is.
Higher or lower? Yeah, fucked up.
Yeah. Fuck Caitlyn Jenner. I don't like her.
One of the funny things that happened, though, was when the host was announcing in the beginning, he was like, oh, we have Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah.
And they show his seat with a black finger with a Super Bowl ring on it,
yeah,
which was awesome.
Cool.
And if anyone doesn't know who he is...
Yeah, what happened to his finger, though? I don't know that. Like, I know it's chopped off, but why?
Fireworks.
Oh,
he
shit,
blew his, he
really?
Blew his finger off. You make all that fucking money, right? One of the highest paid defensive guys in the NFL, and you can't... Hire
no,
someone?
He would have been one of the highest paid
defensive
players in the NFL.
But he still was making a shit ton
he can
of money,
get a robot
though.
Finger. Right? Like my friend with the robot arm?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to get her on, by
I
the
know,
way.
I got to talk to her.
We got to get robot arm in. Robot yeah. arm. Yeah. Now, see, she should get a Courage Award to come on the show with a robot yeah. arm. You think this is going to make more background
noise? The first
guy
she gives a hand job to, she get a Courage Award.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
Think we're going to get more feedback in the headphones if she comes in here with a metal arm?
She better use the good arm.
Yeah, so this fucking idiot, instead of paying someone to handle fireworks, he does it himself, blows off his finger, shatters his thumb, and he had a deal on the table. You know, for a shit ton of money for the Giants,
dumb
and now they pulled
dumb.
It, and they're just going to wait and see what happens.
You'll see if you can fucking...
You know, and they were asking NFL players, it was like, you know, is it a big deal? Some people were like, eh, you know, you can
yeah.
still play.
Yeah, ask somebody who's actually had it done.
Yeah, well, like, that's the thing. It's
like, they're asking, well, is it a big deal? Ask Ronnie Lott. That motherfucker had his finger cut off.
Yeah, but
ask
I mean,
him.
He played a different position, though.
Yeah, one where you actually have to catch the ball?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they took the
no,
hands.
No, he said mentally is the hardest part.
They take the head slap away, so you can't even use that. So it's going to be like, you know, nub pushing. You know what I mean? It's like, you know.
Which finger did he lose?
His index finger. Yeah.
It's an important one.
Right. I know. I mean, if you look at other NFL players, like, you know, like what's his name? Chuck Bednarik. His fucking fingers are like gnarled. And then what's his name? Baldinger?
Yeah.
Brian Baldinger. He's all fucked up. Holy shit. When he's on
pinkies, completely
when he's on
making a left.
when he's on the TV or when he's on TV and he's talking and he's using his
always
hands.
Talks with his hands.
Yeah,
so
it's like
he wants you to say it.
Yeah, it's like disgusting. You know. Yeah, he sits there. I'm surprised he doesn't hold the mic with him. Like, you know, he's just oh, he should have went left. Like my finger. Your finger's good.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
And then there was that guy that's not famous but just an idiot that shot fireworks off of his head.
Yeah. What?
On the 4th of July and died.
Yep. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, and now like the mom wants them to put on fireworks and not put to
like a warning not to put them on your head?
Yeah.
Are you a fuck?
I mean, don't they say not to hold it?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you would think that covers just about any other body part.
I would say so.
Yeah. He died like instantly.
Well, yeah, he blew his fucking head off.
I was going to say, probably his fucking brain shot out. People are just dumb. See, I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for people like this. You deserve what you get.
Natural selection.
I mean, they were doing, at this stupid wedding I was at, they were lighting sparklers at night, the bridal party was. My girlfriend is not a fan of fire or sparklers or anything. And she was trying to tell me that, like, the number one injury of fireworks is a sparkler. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Unless you bump into it, it'll go out.
I mean, if you prove that to me, I will buy it. But, I mean, unless you're jabbing someone in the eye with it while it's sparking.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. And so she was really hesitant to handle one. And I'm like, then give it to me. And I grabbed it. And I was going to light it. And then I gave it to two other people that were in it because they didn't have them. And then she comes back to me. She's like, where's my sparkler? I'm like, well, it's too dangerous. I had to dispose of it properly.
That's awesome.
I gave it to two people I don't give a shit about. It's just ridiculous. It's like, come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
sparklers are so lame.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking.
People put them on like
birthday candles.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
It's gay.
I should put them out with my fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking hurt.
I think I, like, put one out with my mouth once.
Yeah,
you sure?
Your titty fucked one out.
She put it out on the toenail on her tongue.
Put one out with my vagina.
No.
I smothered it with labia.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just funny. People are just fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't handle fireworks or if you're just not experienced or whatever. You know, like when I was growing up, you know, my neighbors, they used to handle bottle rockets. They didn't have M80s. Mm-mm. This one fucking idiot, this kid, it was my brother's age growing up in Philly. This kid held a fucking, an M80 in his hand and lit it and it blew off too soon and took off three of his fucking fingers.
Feel like my sex life.
Jesus.
He had his thumb and his pinky.
Oh, jeez.
Ew.
And it was the most awkward thing seeing this kid.
Like this.
Yeah,
and he was
like
this kid was a fucking dick too. He was like the, he was like,
it's like the penguin.
He was such a little shit. hey,
aloha.
Brother. Aloha. He was such a piece of shit, like as a kid.
So did he get worse with the missing
digits?
Oh,
once he lost his fingers, we fucking ranked on this kid.
God.
We were just like, you're an asshole. That's what you get, you fucking idiot.
Did he have nubs?
Yeah, he had his knuckles were still there, but there was all this like meat like pushed over it and like soldered together or whatever.
Fuck.
It just looked like this big like lump of skin where his knuckles were.
That's horrible.
And you know, he's just sitting there and you'd see him like walking around and he had, or when he was riding a bike was the best.
Cause he probably would fall all the time.
Well, no, he was like usually using his palm to hold on to the one handlebar and the other one he had like, you know, his full, it was just fucking hilarious. Seeing him smoke.
Stop mocking me!
Seeing him smoke a cigarette. He's like,
I'm trying to do that.
Oh, please don't drop it here.
Well, I mean,
you got to tuck your fingers in to really do it. No. Don't do it. Okay. I know you'll drop it.
I will.
Tuck your fingers first and then try to grab it. There you go.
Oh, yeah, because the meat.
Yeah, the meat.
Oh, yeah.
You're
that
good
sucks.
At handling meat.
I still did it.
Yeah, you did. Look at you with your E.T. hands.
Yeah, but that's awkward as fuck. But I guess you get used to it as
right.
Time.
Well, your fingers aren't there
anymore
either.
Were you like 8 years old?
Huh?
How old were you? when this kid
I was probably like 12 or 11, 12, 13.
That blows.
And he was like, I don't know, he was like 7.
Oh.
I don't know, he was a fucking dick. That whole family. Dick? That whole family were a bunch of dicks, all of them. His other brothers, the older ones, the younger ones, they were all fucking dicks. The mom was a piece of shit. Dad left long before.
Like O'Doyle rules.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's exactly, except worse. They were the assholes that used to run around the neighborhood and like basically throw rocks through your window. And you knew it was them, but you didn't catch them because nobody else in the neighborhood would do it except this fucking house full of convicts. You knew it was them. So it was like, you know, they basically got the shit kicked out of them all the time. Because anytime something went wrong in our neighborhood, it was this family that was targeted. It was like, all right, we know who did it. We got to get them.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I know one guy who actually hit the other brother with his car. Because he broke all the windows of his car.
Bruce Jenner?
Come back, you son of a bitch. No, he hit him with his car. He saw that his windows were all broken. There was key marks into the sides of the car, and this guy who was driving where I lived, it was row homes, and you had row homes in the front on one side of the block and then row homes on the other side behind you. And there was an alley that went behind. Mm-hmm. So he saw him riding his bike. He fucking sped up and he fucking ran him over with his car. The guy like went tumbling over this car.
It's awesome.
Oh, it was crazy. The cops came, everything. He didn't even apologize. He's like, all right, give me the handcuffs. I'll put them on. He didn't care. He was like, this fucking asshole has been terrorizing this neighborhood for years.
Fucking A.
And this kid, still nothing happened to him. He had a couple bruises, maybe a cracked rib at worst.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah, he was a dick.
Was it the finger?
No. This was the older brother.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. People were pricks.
Yeah.
And Caitlyn Jenner cut hers off.
No, or not. Or not.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, but she had a very tight dress on.
Tucked it in.
Yeah. I mean, probably had some sort of...
Wouldn't that be uncomfortable? What if you got a boner?
I don't think he's boning for anything specific.
Yeah, I don't think he's interested.
I want to fuck this award. Excuse my hard on.
He said I'm not interested in anything like that.
Actually, if anything was going to give him a hard on, it'd be all the publicity he was getting from getting the award.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bank account's giving me a hard on.
Yeah, that's so disgusting. You see like droplets of sweat running down his legs. Oh, sorry, oh, it's my balls.
I have bat wings.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I need some fresh balls.
Oh, fresh balls.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Fresh balls.
Oh, shit. Look at that spider.
Big
oh, my
spider.
God.
It's a spider.
It's white.
Light it.
Light it? You're going to kill it? Oh, my God.
It's a
what the fuck? Jesus Christ, just step on
just
it.
Just step
or
on
something.
It. Get it.
I don't have shoes
it's
on.
It's on my bag.
Oh.
Hey, that's what I said.
I'm throwing this bag out.
Well, where is it?
I don't know.
Burn the house down. Burn it. Jesus Christ, how'd it get in here?
I get spiders in here. If you look at the ceiling, see all these. No, listen. Relax. It's not a family of them out there. We see these like shit stain looking marks.
Oh yeah.
Those are me swatting at spiders and bugs and shit. There's two big ass trees outside this window. And they all just crawl in here.
They find their way in.
Through the air conditioner.
I can't tell you how many times I woke up in the middle of the night with a spider on my face.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
I hate spiders.
I would move.
I would move.
I would move. I don't know. I'd move in the basement or something.
I'm leaving. Fuck this. I'm going to the house where penguins sneak in.
I would probably, like, caulk the fucking window shut.
Yeah, you can caulk it all you want. They find a way. They always find a
You're
way.
You're not stopping it.
Ugh.
Yeah, good call on that, Marco. That was creepy looking. It was like a white spider.
It was like a ghost of a spider. It's like a ghost.
I don't know. I couldn't see through it. I saw it was white.
You should let it bite you and see if you get powers.
Oh, yeah.
I got bit by a spider the other day. I got no powers.
No?
Yeah.
2 days later, she queefed and a spider web shot out. Oh,
My face swelled up. That's it.
Your face swelled up?
Mm. It bit you in the face?
No, it bit me in the arm.
And
it,
your face swelled up?
Yeah. Did you go to the doctor's?
Yeah. What I had to.
What did he say? What did he say?
The spider that died of herpes.
I got bit by a spider, but I would be okay.
You're lucky it wasn't a brown recluse.
I know. You I'm have terrified of them.
Huge fucking opening in your arm.
I have a pretty big one. You say it?
What, that? Were you talking about the shitty tattoo?
No, that. That
is a pretty big shitty tattoo. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a fucking bite right there.
I know.
Look at that shit.
Holy crap.
That's like a bat bite.
I was terrified. I started breathing on highs and my face was swelling up. I was like,
look at your fingertips. Are there little things coming out? Can you crawl walls?
No.
Like this.
I would love.
If she does that when there's a chick in front of her.
Oh my god. Yeah. Fucking hurt.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's terrifying. I'm terrified of spiders. I feel like they're all over me now.
No, they're only on Chris's back.
It's an albino spider.
Relax, it's not gonna come near you.
I hope it does.
Did you light it a flame at all?
No, it's still alive. It was heading in your direction.
Oh, you're a dick.
Where's your... Should move your bag away or something. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It probably crawled under this fucking thing.
Did you like...
No, it was going the other way.
You're a fibbing.
It's probably on your chair at this point.
Probably going towards your vagina.
What the fuck?
So, man, it'll be dead soon.
Yeah, the land
they
of
do like fun. To hide in moist, cool caves.
Oh, my God.
I finally get to see what a vagina looks like.
Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
When it spins a noose and hangs itself.
It makes a left at her testicles, and then it gets to the vagina.
Oh.
She's got, like, a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
Oh, God.
That's funny. All right. Let's
wrap
get going.
Wrap it up.
Wrap
another
up.
One in the books.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, right? Or no? Are we off next week?
Oh,
we're off next week.
Yeah,
awesome. We're off next week, but we'll see you the week after that.
Yeah, the
week.
Fifth week.
Following. Later. Donate.
Stick a fucking sock in it, you cow.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.